Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Now it's time for some incisive economic analysis from our resident economist, Mark Coleman. Mark, there's been a lot of media attention on the recent raft of cafe and restaurant closures across the country. But are these closures because of the debt that's remaining outstanding from these businesses as a result of the COVID tax warehousing scheme, or is it something deeper than that?
Yes, I think that's certainly a factor. I mean, the COVID-19 restrictions and interventions on business, which were designed by people who really had no experience whatsoever in the private sector, and we have to keep repeating that, while they were well intended, they often not only resulted in benefits being inaccessible, but they created a distortion of the kind where we're seeing now that COVID tax warehousing, which was necessitated by the brutal lockdown, has now created a situation where firms that don't have large cash reserves are now forced, until recently at least, until the government has signaled the change, forced up to find unsustainable amounts of money in a double quick time. And this is obviously not a problem to larger business, but it's a problem for particularly the restaurant sector, which is really the canary in the birdcage for our economy. But the COVID restrictions are not the only factor, Carl. So I would describe them as a catalyst, but we have to look at what's happening in the economy more broadly. What is it about the restaurant sector that's special? Well, and we know, for example, in Cork now, we've seen Nash 19, we've seen White Rabbit Bar and Barbecue, we've seen La Pigalle, and all over the country we're seeing cafes and restaurants closed. But what's special about them? Well, two things. On one side, on the supply side, they are very low margin. Okay, not only low margin, but they're affected by the huge cost of living and the huge cost of doing business in this country, which is chronically high. It's not just high, it's chronically high. More than any other industry, the margins between what they can charge the consumer and what they have to pay suppliers is very, very thin. But on the demand side, Carl, unlike many other industries, non-trading industries like supermarket retail, people have to buy food for the family table. But restaurants is much, much more volatile and much more dependent on demand conditions in the economy. Another industry like that is new car sales, and we are seeing new car sales fall quite dramatically. So the restaurant and cafe sector, yes, COVID-19 is a factor, but it's also the fact that this is the front line of our economy. And this is telling us what's coming down the tracks 3 months, 6 months, 9 months down the line. As we, you and I have been predicting and talking about, the multinational sector is going great guns. The larger Irish companies that are capable of exporting are doing okay, and they're being supported by a white enterprise policy and strategy, which is very well designed for that purpose. But it's really the frontline, small, indigenous, non-tradable sector that is at the pin of its collar. And Carl, just to give you some numbers, I mean, this sector, it may not be sexy in terms of its contribution to corporation tax. It may not have the kind of access that bigger firms have, you know, through IBEC to government policy, but it is absolutely vital as an employer. And it gets even more important when you look at small town Ireland, rural and regional Ireland. These are the firms that provide the majority of employment. And so this is not just disastrous from a macroeconomic point of view, it is disastrous from a social cohesion point of view. Because what it's telling us is not just what's happening in the sectoral economy, be it restaurants or hotels. It's telling us what's happening spatially in the economy. The economies of Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, those cities will hold up reasonably well because they have diversity, economic diversity. If a couple of businesses go bang, you know, there's somewhere else you can get a job in a city. But it's the smaller towns and villages that are going to be hit by this. So my signal to anyone who's listening, Leo Clancy in Enterprise Ireland, Minister Simon Coveney, is give this your top priority. And one would imagine, Carl, with local and European elections coming up, it's something that they'd want to do anyway.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was a resident economist, Mark Coleman. And Mark will be joining us again on next Saturday's programme.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.